And we are back, the Morning Show Mountain Home Radio. And yes, we probably are in a little more trouble than we realized this morning, Seal. I've got Seal Gasecki from the Master Gardeners with us this morning, and always a good time to have you in the studio, Seal. We've probably had as much entertainment behind the scenes as we've had on the microphone here this morning.
It's a good time.
It is a good time. I want to start off with some old business. There's old business and new business. If you watch the Addams Family Values, like my grandson did, and he's watched all the Addams Family movies now multiple times in the last week or so, and yeah, but
so have you.
Well, fortunately, he has his own device and haven't had to see what comes first. But we need to get to old business. And so one piece of old business that I want to wrap up is we've been talking about a trumpet vine here in Mountain Home for several months now. And thanks to our Baxter County Fair and a 12-year-old, our trumpet vine now has a name.
Yes, we are thanking Samuel Botts Hemerix, who's a 12-year-old from Pinkston Middle School.
All right.
And he picked the winning name. His name is Mr. Smile.
Mr. Smile.
And so, they were awarded, they selected a Walmart gift card, so they got a $100 gift card.
Okay.
And we've taken his picture and put it in the paper and all
yes,
that good
you have.
Stuff.
Yes.
All right. So we thank him and congratulations to him and the family.
Yes.
And we hope they put that to good use.
Hopefully they have gotten some stuff for the yard. I'd imagine a 12-year-old kid, he might have gotten some other entertaining stuff for
him. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
as long
matter.
As he's happy.
Well,
and we've got a sign made with a smile with his name on
yes.
there, with his name and the name Mr.
There
Smile on the sign.
Well, and that's the important part is giving the young man recognition for his efforts. Over how many entries over that one?
We had close to 300 entries.
Yeah, I thought you said over 200, and I couldn't remember if it was over 200 or over 250.
I think it was around 270, 280,
yeah, I think
somewhere
it was over
there.
250, so that's fantastic. I want to thank everybody that came out there and dropped a name in. There are a couple of suggestions weren't quite workable, but Mr. Smile will now travel the country. I encourage anybody that is out there, the next time it's decorated, oh, I don't think there's going to be anything on it for Halloween. Maybe nothing on it for Thanksgiving, and probably not going to see anything at Christmas. I'm just saying.
Judy Nizoliak, our chairman out there, will be busy.
Get a picture, send Mr. Smile all around the country, hashtag it with Mr. Smile. We want to see our trumpet vine traveling. So,
and many thanks to everybody for visiting with us and supporting the Horticulture Room at the fair.
Yes.
We had a nice turnout this year, not as much as in years past, but with the weather this year, that was to be expected.
With the weather, you couldn't expect
I don't
anything,
think we
yes.
had but two tomatoes in it, but okay.
Yes, mine are just now starting to actually
yes.
look like tomatoes.
Yes, everyone's are just turning red now.
Well, I've still got a whole bunch of green ones that are just popping up, but yeah, it is what it is. Great support there for the horticulture experience. So once again, there at this year's fair, hopefully the weather will be a little more amenable and we'll have a little bit better displays there next year.
I hope so, but we had a good time doing it.
Yes, well, that's the important part. Fair season does bring out some great stuff on display, and I do know some of the very best in the area was evidenced. We do have a lot of folks that are taking part in gardening now, whether it's just a small little window garden. Sometimes it's just a small plot, a little 4x4 out in the backyard. Sometimes they're doing some significant stuff, but we see a lot more people now working outdoors than we did before the pandemic hit.
And we absolutely, it's a good time to, especially with prices now, to put in a small garden to supplement your
yes.
kitchen table. And even this time of year, in the last few weeks, I planted broccoli because that's a winter crop. Brussels sprouts is another crop that'll go as the weather. I've planted some of those fancy lettuce greens, the cut and come again, we call them, which means that when you harvest them, you just snip them with a scissors
and
they'll
keep on
yes. coming.
That's a leafier lettuce for those that are wondering about
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It's all those little bitty fancy ones you buy in the bags.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Those are the ones you can grow and you can get a pack of seeds for, you know, $1.50, $2 and you're going with it. I've planted some radish seeds and they're already coming up.
Oh, okay.
And I did some snow peas I've got in the ground. Those are
all
things you can grow as the weather chills. They will take some of the cold weather and some of that will even make it through the first frost.
I was going to say, I know a radish will make it through one frost and generally add just a little bit more spice to the flavor.
Yes, it will. And so absolutely get out there and do something.
Yes.
You'll be surprised what you come up with just a few bucks where the seeds are planted.
It is amazing what my grandkids have done with just $4 worth of seeds this year, and I'm just going to leave it at that. They have made an effort, and I have to give them credit for that. We've done a lot of the maintenance work, I'm just saying.
That happens.
Yes,
but
it
you
does.
Know, I planted my first seed. It was a marigold when I was 5 years old, and it did not germinate. Mom did like you, didn't quite help me with it.
Yep.
But I was interested from the time I was a little girl in gardening.
Awesome.
You know, and it's a good thing to instill with your children.
Well, one thing that I do know that I seriously lack is the plant recognition. I can look at plants and say, yeah, that's a pretty flower. If you ask me what kind of flower it is, It's red.
You know what? They have all kinds of apps now that you can take a picture of a plant.
Yes.
I don't have one on my phone, so I can't recommend one particularly, but there's all kinds of them. I was at a nursery in Hot Springs last week, and a guy didn't know what it was, and he sat there, put his phone up to it, like they say, and told me exactly what it was and what it could do and what it couldn't do.
Right.
I bought it anyway.
Okay. I'm not surprised by that.
All right. But in any event, you don't have to know everything about the garden.
Right.
It's a learning experience,
yes,
and you'll get there. If you see something pretty that you're interested in, ask the gardener.
Okay.
They'll know what it is.
Yes.
They can help you with it.
Yep.
They can tell you where it will grow, where it won't grow,
yes,
if it's got special needs or if it's something that you can just put out there and water when you will.
Right.
So it's a learning experience for us all. You know, everybody says that I'm afraid I'm going to kill a plant. I will tell you that I have probably killed more plants than any of you out there. That's because I try.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Or I move them around. If something's not working, you move them to a better spot.
Exactly.
It's a learning experience for everybody every day.
Yeah. And it is an education that will continue for a lifetime because there's always something new to learn, something else to find out about.
Without a doubt. You just keep learning and you try something new.
One thing that I do know that you and Tommy have self-accused yourselves of being guilty of is maybe going into a big box store or maybe a plant specific store and not having a plan for the one thing, ooh, I've got to have that.
I know we preach to you to plan ahead, and it's a good idea to plan ahead, but I am guilty of impulse buying by all means. I did it last week, all right?
No.
Oh, I did, all right? But in any of...
I had to back up your rig to Home Depot the other day.
No, I didn't. I was down in Hot Springs, and we went to Garvin Gardens and took a walk.
Okay.
And they had some nice Japanese maples for $25.
Oh, good grief. Well, if I'd have known you had Japanese maples for $25, I'd have to pick you up a couple and bring them up for me.
All right.
I can't say anything on that one yet. I've been guilty too, yes.
You know.
But we do encourage you to find a spot for something in your yard before you go out there and fill up that hole. Because if you've got the sunny spot, you don't want to put a shady plant there. And if it's an all-shade area, you certainly don't want to put something there that's going to require lots of sun.
Well, with the weather finally changing, hopefully. If it doesn't by tomorrow, it certainly will by Sunday.
Exactly,
all right.
Yes.
It's a good time of year to move things around in your yard, to divide things in your yard.
Gotcha.
You've got perennials that are getting too big for their spot.
Yep.
Split them, move them to another spot, give them away, pot them up and give them to the Master Gardener plant sale for someone else to enjoy.
Yes.
All right. Or if you have stuff, I wound up buying a small evergreen tree last spring that my girlfriend bought it, but then she didn't want it. So it came to me and I had to find a home for it.
Yes,
and
you had
I
to
put
adopt
it. And it was too late in the year to move things around, so it got stuck in a spot that it grew, but it's not its home.
Right.
And so now is the time of year, if you have some of those kind of things, move them. You still have to pay attention to the watering needs because you've disturbed the roots.
Right.
But if you cut off a couple roots when you're digging it up, you're generally not going to hurt the plant.
Right.
Some people even recommend when you're doing that to cut off as much as a third of the
roots.
Trim
up some of the roots, yes.
And then move it.
Yep.
All right. Give it good water, okay? Don't fertilize it for growth. Fertilize it for root growth.
Yes.
You don't want it to grow above. You want it to go below. But this is the time of year that those roots are going to grow and establish the plant.
And this is something that I have learned quite by accident. Different fertilizers apply to different substances in different ways. Some work for that plant growth above ground. Some work for that root development below ground. Pay attention to what you're putting in there fertilizer-wise to make sure that you are putting the right fertilizer on the plant for the right time.
Absolutely. You do that and you'll be happier
with it. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention and I may have killed a plant of my own at one point doing something wrong.
Imagine that. I have.
It does happen. Sometimes you think you're doing something for the good of the plant and you're following the instructions and then you didn't read one little phrase and it's like, oops.
Well, it's not so much that, but if you just pay attention to the trends of the time, okay?
Yep.
You want to flow with nature, not work against nature.
Right. Yep.
And if you do that, you'll be fine.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to try.
That's the thing.
And if you kill a plant, you kill a plant. Don't worry about it.
Unless
just keep
you're relying on that plant for your entire food supply, just write it off, get yourself started again, and keep going.
And learn from the experience.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the point where I would normally ask you, do we have a plant of the month?
We do, and you're going to be surprised. It's something that's...
It's a Japanese maple?
No, it's not. Sorry. We've already talked about
that one.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's something we're all buying this time of year. It's a chrysanthemum.
Oh,
right?
Mums.
A mum. Now, it's a common plant,
yes, it is.
All right? It's been bred to do a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Go out there and buy some, put them in the ground, right? water them well, and you have a good chance that in this climate they will come back. This spring being somewhat of an exception, all right?
Yes.
This spring, because we had so many ups and downs,
right.
The mums took a hit, and some of them had trouble.
Some of them struggled, yes.
Some are hardy, some are more for exhibition,
yep.
All right? But I have mums in my yard that are the common ones you see. I have mums in my yard that are true perennials,
uh-huh.
All right? And I have mums in my yard that are spider mums. Like the big football
yes.
mums, all right? There's 13 different kinds of flowers.
See, I knew those were mums, and I didn't know they were called football mums. Thank you. You
well,
gave me a name.
Some people call them that.
That's what okay. they're going to stick with in my head now. Thank you.
Spider mums is probably a better
spider mums, yes.
technical
okay.
term for them, all right? They love sun. In the fall, you don't want to cut them back when the foliage dies. You want
oh.
to keep the foliage on until spring when you start to see the growth coming up.
Okay.
And then before you cut them down, kind of watch the forecast, because if you've got a frost coming up,
yep.
leave that dead stuff up, because it'll help protect the rest
okay.
of it. All right.
Great.
They will take a hit in the spring. All right. We just had too many this spring.
Yeah.
And I lost a couple, and some were stunted, and others are fine. My spider mum, which should be about 5 feet tall right now,
yep.
is only about 3 foot tall.
Oh.
But it
okay.
came back. It didn't come back as strong,
right.
but it came back. All right. I have some mums that look like asters, actually, and they're a true perennial. And mm-hmm. I brought those from up in Yankee Land, and I have brought them down and split them and given some to the plant sale and given some to friends, and they're quite reliable. Mums, in the spring, you're going to want to cut them back all the way up until the 1st of July.
Oh.
All right, you want to cut them back by as much as a quarter to a third
okay.
to encourage branching, because the branching will give you more buds.
Aha,
all right?
Okay.
But you don't want to cut them after the 1st of July.
Okay.
All right, or you're going to have your bloom too late. Now, this year, because they came up so late because of all the fall starts, I didn't trim them, and they're just blooming now, so
gotcha.
It was perfect.
You turned
it
well.
And a true perennial one, the one I brought from up mm-hmm. north, I don't cut that one back at all, because it blooms later. It won't
uh-huh.
bloom till October as it
okay.
is. But quite reliable, easy plant to mm-hmm. grow. They're all over the place right now.
Yes.
Great variety of colors. You got
oh,
whites and
yes.
purples and pinks and rusts and yellows.
Yes, and more colors here the last few years.
Without a doubt. So go enjoy, get them, put mm-hmm. them in, take good care, water them. We're very dry
yes.
right now.
Yes.
So water them well, and you stand better than a 50% chance they'll come back next year.
Fantastic. And we do see those popping up at all of the big box stores and grocery stores all around the area. Those mums are ubiquitous now wherever we go.
Wherever you go. I've seen them, the big ones as cheap as $15 in some places
yep.
and such. So pick the colors you mm-hmm. like. When you buy them, don't buy them in bloom.
Right.
Buy them just with buds
yes.
and just check the tag for the yeah. color. And if you see another one blooming with the same tag, you'll know what it is.
That's it.
But take it home with just buds so that you get a longer bloom time.
Yes. And one thing that I do want to just let people know about, when you are taking it home from that big plant store, the big box store, wherever it is you've purchased that at, the first thing you're going to want to do is make sure that it does have a root area that it needs, because oftentimes they're root bound in those little pots and they're going to need to be put in something a lot larger.
Anytime you buy a plant, you want to take, when you take it out of the pot, you want to rake the roots out. Take
mm-hmm.
your hand and all along the sides, just brush it so that you loosen up the roots, and along the bottom, pull them out.
Right.
Okay, if you see anything that's wrapped, you either cut it off or at least spread it out.
Okay.
All right, and then plant it. You
gotcha.
Will have a better chance of that surviving. That's mums, any plant you buy.
Yep.
All right, as I say, you can cut some of that off
yes.
and it's not going to hurt the plant.
Don't take the big taproot, any of the larger roots, but a lot of that small stuff, you can trim that
yes,
off without any damage.
Without a doubt.
Yep. So. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. No line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's right now. Stop on by over there. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. I've been sort of paying attention to that traffic pattern, and I've noticed that when I say there's no line over there, it's a specific time. If I'm a couple minutes before, a couple minutes after, there's generally a line over there at Hardee's. Stop on by over there. Get your day started off right with a delicious breakfast over there at Hardee's. I've got Seal Gasecki from the Master Gardeners here in the studio with me this morning. Always a good time to have Seal in the studio. And we've been talking about just stuff in the gardening world. this is fall, but we're not yet to the point where we need to start tearing everything apart and cutting everything back to the bare bones.
Oh, not yet. By all means, we still have to worry about the drought this year.
Yes.
Just because a few weeks back we all got a substantial rain, it doesn't mean that you don't. I watered the other day. Mm-hmm. I had ferns that were drooping already.
Yep.
I dug a hole to plant something, and it was dust down the full length of the depth of the shovel.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yep.
So get out there, water, take care of things. All right. Don't cut things back yet. It's too early for that.
Right.
We're not going to get our frost typically until the end of October.
Yes.
All right. And many times it's later than that.
I was trying to remember that first frost day, I think, typically hits like October 17th, I think, is the first frost day.
2024, somewhere in there.
Yes. I was thinking it was mid-October-ish.
It's mid to late October-ish is what the average is. But we've had many years that we've gone to December without a meaningful frost.
And this year has been anything but average weather-wise.
Oh, it's been ridiculous this year. The weather has been something to talk about.
Yes.
But it's still dry. Everything we talked about last month in terms of water and still applies.
Right.
And just because the days are getting shorter doesn't mean the plants aren't thirsty. So take care of them the same way.
Well, that's the important part right there, especially for those folks that maybe still have those tomato plants still on the vine. Maybe you still got a little bit of a garden growing. Make sure they're still getting some water, just because normally this is the time of year you're not worried about it. We're still getting active stuff growing.
Without a doubt. If everything's growing underneath, just because you don't see things coming up
right.
doesn't mean something's not happening. So you need to take care of it.
Yes.
And if you want to learn more about Master Gardening, we have a meeting coming up, and it's not our regular date. We've pushed it back a week in October. It's October 20. It's still at the Presbyterian Church.
All right.
Still at 1 o'clock. And our speaker is Elle Lassiter from Age Old Agriculture. She does community shared agriculture.
Uh-huh.
She has her little farm set up down the street from Tommy Hagen on Denton Ferry Road.
Yep.
And she's going to talk to us about what she does. And I
Fantastic.
Think it'd be a very interesting conversation. She's always at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. You can talk to her there, but you can ask her questions. You can hear Master Gardeners ask her questions.
Yep.
Come join us. We do have food, as we always do, so please come visit us.
Where can they find out more information about Master Gardeners?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by and check that out. It's like you're in the radio business. You saw the countdown going out. Countdown in the background means that we do need to get on out of here. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show. I'm going to slide on out the door. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.